This is Matt Wells at UN News. Pandemics tend to affect men and women differently, and specialists in gender issues are warning that the COVID-19 coronavirus may hit women in negative ways that have a more profound impact on families. Women make up the majority of caregivers at home and in our communities. Existing trends show they have less access to sexual and reproductive health, and domestic violence rises during crises. But women have also the power to be change makers in the response agenda, playing a central role in communicating with their families and with their communities. UN News' Anshu Sharma spoke to UN Women's Deputy Country Representative in India, Nishtha Satyam.
One has to first establish that in any disaster, in any pandemic that we have experienced across the world, women and girls are the most vulnerable group because they're already at the margins. They're the last to receive a healthcare response or nutrition accordingly. And also in such circumstances, there's a disproportionate amount of unpaid care work that falls on them that further stresses their abilities. So I think it wouldn't be an underestimate to say that any impact is far more of any pandemic, it's far more on women and girls. In such circumstances, usually there is also a very correlated increase in violence against women or in discrimination against women. And I think we're already seeing some of that unfold across the globe. And there's evidence from previous instances to say that this is how things pan out. So, just to establish that the impact on women is far greater and also runs far more longer because they come into the recovery and rehabilitation cycle much after people who are not at the margins are. So I hope that answers your question. How long is it going to take? I think it's very difficult to see because say anything right now because different countries respond differently, have different abilities to respond. And I think India, being the diverse country that it is, we're already seeing some interstate variances in how the disease or the virus is spreading. So I think it's very, very soon to say what will happen, how long it will stay. All that can be said is women are going to be very, very important as change makers in the response agenda, purely because they do lead some of these conversations at home, they're closer to children. There's also a lot of woman-to-woman or peer-to-peer networking over the telephone. And therefore, they're a very, very good change agent for passing on information, acting upon it, and also ensuring greater hygiene and greater health standards for the entire household and the community eventually.
Do you think the problems of the urban working women are different from the urban and rural poor in this crisis?
Yeah, I think there is a distinction between all these categories. I think urban and working women, now as we see that the home has now become the public space, right? Yeah. With everybody cramped up into the same space and public spaces have been more deserted. So I think from a safety, security perspective, I think lives have completely changed for urban working women, also from an unpaid care work. Now, you know, we were just talking before this call, but staying back at home, even for each one of us, has just meant more demand on our own personal abilities to provide for, to cater to other unpaid care work, to look after the kitchen, even the elderly. So suddenly, I think that the burden has grown almost triple over a period of time. And when you cramp it up into one space, I think there are also greater concerns of safety and security. So I do think that any instance like this distinctly and differently touches the lives of women who are urban or urban and working, and then rural women. So and I think we'll see some of that unfold in the coming days.
We're also seeing that a lot of, especially the migrant community, is badly affected by the lockdown, and many of them are women. So how's UN Women working with other agencies to help these women in the crisis?
You're right. I think migrant women, domestic workers, wage workers, or workers at the front line have been most affected by something like this, partially because of the lack of information or the time that the information takes down to flow to them. Also the fact that there is, I mean, this also kind of takes away their economic franchise, the little that they had. And also because of geographical displacement, because many of them are not close to familiar or even home circumstances. That said, I think all marginalized groups are more vulnerable to be impacted by a crisis like this, not just the migrant community. UN Women is working in coordinating the UN's response from a gendered perspective, along with leadership with the RCO, WHO, and UNICEF. So we're now looking at three big areas of work. One is lending support to SAARC mechanisms, is how do we exchange information in how similarly built countries are responding to the virus. Two is to, how do we use the entire cadre of women elected representatives, because they have a voice, they have a following, but how do we use them effectively? And the third, of course, is women's access to economic empowerment, which is we know that a lot of franchise that or agency that women carry has been derived from their access to work and from their economic security or autonomy. And we don't want this pandemic to be to kind of take that away from them and therefore take away their voice, choice, and agency. So the idea is to develop more or develop mechanisms, tools, programs, policies that enable more work from home models, which means particularly, for example, let me take the example of a factory worker, right, who has not been able to go to a factory, not been able to congregate. How do we work very closely with the private and public sector, small and medium enterprises, to ensure that work continues in some way or the other and her economic franchise or autonomy is not interrupted? But again, I think we're all beginning to learn from each other at this point. We're beginning to think of a response plan. I think we're on our front foot. In just about a few days, we will have a gender response package that we'll be very grateful to then ministries and state departments who are willing to work with us.